The House Natural Resources Committee has passed a land conveyance bill that would let the Sea Alaska Corporation select about 70,000 acres in the Tongass National Forest. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the bill now heads to the full House, and it's moving in the Senate.
The Sea Alaska Corporation is trying to renegotiate its land settlement under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The company hopes to select nearly 70,000 acres and revive the all-but-shuttered logging industry in the Tongass National Forest. Congressman Don Young's bill would let the company do just that.
If we don't pass this bill, they will select lands that have old-growth timber and harvest the so-called old-growth timbers.
Sea Alaska has been trying to select new acres for decades. If it does not, it still has the rights to land around a number of southeast Native villages. The Alaska Congressional delegation has repeatedly introduced the land transfer legislation but failed to pass it out of Congress. At the House hearing, no member showed any opposition to the bill when it was introduced. So when the roll call vote began, passage was a foregone conclusion. Young nodded and winked at the few Democrats who voted in favor.
Yes. Mr. Faliamaviega. Yes. Mr. Faliamaviega votes yes.
And when it was all tallied, the reading clerk called out totals.
Mr. Chairman, on this vote, there are 29 yes and 14 no.
And the bill H.R. 740 is favorably reported without, as amended and without objection. A motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
And as that happened, Sea Alaska CEO Chris McNeil, who was flanked by two lobbyists in the back row, grinned. He says he's happy with the movement of the bill, a bill he predicts will pass this Congress.
We're expecting that there will be a markup in the Senate possibly next week. If it's reported out by the committee, then they would be both postured in a more favorable place than it has been in the past.
McNeil says this go-around, the corporation has the calendar on its side. It's still relatively early in the congressional term. Not everyone is excited by the movement. Some, like Myla Polstra, say Congress settled the issue back in 1976, and now Sea Alaska is trying to pick and choose prime logging lands. Polstra lives in Edna Bay on Kosciuszko Island. She says the community has about 65 year-round residents, and in the village are two small-scale commercial sawmills that rely on timber sales and restoration contracts from the Forest Service.
Sea Alaska is taking those same lands. It's economic dislocation in order to give Sea Alaska better timber.
She says the most recent legislation would allow Sea Alaska to take over land 2 miles outside of town. Polstra, who runs the post office and general store in town, worries Edna Bay would be decimated if this land transfer goes through. Businesses, she says, need to see economic viability to operate in such a small, remote community.
Once the numbers drop below thresholds that are practical for maintaining a business, and that's for phones, internet, those services no longer exist.
Polstra, like everyone else, is left waiting. The Senate version is slightly different from Young's bill, but it's expected the differences could be tweaked. And there's no indication either version will make it to the floor anytime soon. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.